Okay, is everyone cool if I start?
Yeah.
Can everybody hear me? Okay, bless. Okay, I call this meeting to order on Friday, August 1st, 2025 at 5:02 p.m. inside of the JCSU room 317 as well as over Teams. Moving on to line item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Newer Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to line item 3, roll call.
Event programmer Alboron.
Absence excused.
Event programmer Barrera.
Present over Zoom.
Event programmer DeForno.
Right here.
Event programmer Gomez.
Absence excused.
Event programmer Caradonis.
Present over Zoom.
Event programmer Lockwood.
Absence excused.
Event programmer Price.
Present over Zoom.
Assistant Director Guile. Present. Assistant Director Patel.
Present.
And Director Kretz.
Present.
Awesome. Quorum is present.
Perfect. Okay, moving on to line item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, cool. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to line item 5, adoption of minutes. There's no minutes to be approved at this time. So moving on to line item 6, reports. We're going to be starting with programmer Barrera.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Well, okay, cool. So hi, everyone. Happy Friday. Over the past few weeks, I've just been working on Wolf It Down. We went to SEAB and everything looked good there. We got the things with the stage figured out. And then Liberty, or programmer Lockwood and I, came up with a plan for griddles because we were only able to secure two and haven't really been able to find any other griddles. So we're going to get table griddles. We're just going to buy them and then they can be reused for years to come. And then I've been in contact with facilities, and I'm going to meet with Roger Ollie, a supervisor in the electrical department, on Monday, and we're going to do a walkthrough of our event at the quad. So that's my update.
Okay, awesome. Are there any questions for programmer Barrera? Okay, cool. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to programmer DeForno.
I've just been, well, the time changed now. It was originally 5 to 11, now it's 5 to 10 to accommodate for the JCU time ending. So it's going to be 5 hours now instead of 6. It's going to be the same people, the same DJs. I'm looking for one more band. We're going to start with two bands. They're each going to play for an hour each. I have one, and I had another one, but then they canceled. So I'm looking for one more. So if you guys, any of you, know of a band that you'd like to see, please contact me. Fun events, with the time change, nothing changes because they're gonna start at 5 anyways and they were gonna pack up and leave before the event ended. All the vendors will stay the same. There's 7 of them. There's gonna be, never mind. I was gonna originally just cut ties with the Joe because they couldn't go past 10, but thought about it, it's probably better to just go with the Joe because they provide the stage and the speakers and can save some money there. But other than that, just trying to finalize things and make sure marketing has something that they can go through with without changing again. I know that I've been a pain to other people because I've been changing the time and everything's just changing so fast. But I think from here on out, things should be finally settling in.
Any questions for programmer DeForno? Okay, cool. Moving on to programmer Cardonis. Awesome. I have
Sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically I've been just trying to keep really good contact with the charity that we're going to be using for our clothing drive. I've gone down to their office once or twice and talked to them, and they wanted some PDFs of, I don't know, just everything, the estimated attendance and stuff like that. So I emailed them, and she hasn't emailed me back. So I think I'm gonna have to go back down there on Monday because they've seriously ever emailed me back. But that's the main thing that I've been doing, just because I'm trying to estimate how many clothes, like, we're going to have. I know that 300 people are going to be attending, but so, I mean, 300, you know, t-shirts or 300 full outfits or, you know, 250, like, not everybody's going to donate. So they've just been, I don't know, a little finicky on that stuff. But, you know, other than that, pretty chill.
Okay, cool. Any questions for Programmer and Cardenas? Okay, cool. Seeing none, we are moving on to Event Programmer Lockwood. I have her report, so I will read that out really quick. Okay, so she said, "Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. I'm really excited to see all of our events coming together. Lately, I've been working on finding Griddles and getting in touch with Cheer, but unfortunately, both are at a bit of a standstill right now. Other than that, things with my event have been going well, and I'm really looking forward to getting my budget amended so Programmer Brer and I have more resources to make this event even better. I cannot wait to be back in person. Sorry again." And that is it. Any questions that you guys have about Programmer Lockwood's report? Okay, cool. Moving on to Event Programmer Price.
All right, good evening, everyone. Over the past week, Programmer Cardenas and I successfully got our event UndieRun approved through SCAB, which was a pretty key milestone in our planning process. I've been in communication with Lindsay Harris regarding our facility's request for chairs, tables, and trash cans that originally didn't go through. So I'm working on resubmitting that despite not having access to a UNR computer, because apparently you're supposed to do that through UNR computers. I've also connected with Programmer Lockwood regarding outreach to the cheer team for our event, as well as a little bit down. We've been having difficulty getting response via email, so if anyone has like a direct contact or can help facilitate that communication, it would be appreciated. All of our accounting forms have been submitted, and relevant invoices and quotes are available in Nevada Box for reference. We will be reamending our budget today to reflect updated pricing on a few items. And lastly, I've been collaborating with Assistant Director Patel to finalize our ink blot marketing materials and make sure that it's done the way that we'd like. And we're nearly there. We just expect everything to be fully ready by probably the end of next week.
Okay, perfect. Any questions for Programmer Price? Assistant Director Kyle.
You said that you were having problems getting in contact with the cheer team?
Yes.
Okay, I'll see who I can talk to about that.
Any other questions? Okay, cool. Seeing that, moving on to Assistant Director Guile.
Okay, hello everyone. It's been a busy couple weeks. I attended SCAB, everything is good there. And then Programmer Alberon and I have just been working pretty much every day on securing all of our vendors for Taste of Reno, making sure all of their documents are in, and we're getting slowly but surely all of our purchase orders and forms approved so that they can come onto campus and sell their stuff. And then we have been just going through and rechecking all of our facilities requests and all of our like grass reservations to make sure everything's in line. And yeah, I'm sure the other one will have more, but that's pretty much it for me.
Perfect. Okay, any questions for Assistant Director Guile? Okay, cool. Seeing that, moving on to Assistant Director Patel.
Hi everybody, I hope you guys are having a great week. Recently, I've been finalizing marketing materials for Welcome Week, interviewing potential interns, and wrapping up all of our internship program materials. I've also been working with Programmer Gomez to finish up the last few details for Paint the End to make sure everything's set for that event.
Okay, perfect. Any questions for Assistant Director? Okay, cool. Seeing that, moving on to my own report, Director Pence for the record. I've been a busy bee the last couple of weeks, both with this job and my two other jobs, so my apologies if I'm getting back to you guys late, because that is on me. But I also attended the SCAB meeting a couple weeks ago. It went pretty well. All of your guys' events are going really smoothly. They didn't have a whole lot of questions for you guys, so I'm really proud of all of you for being able to hash everything out so quickly and so diligently. So thank you all for doing that. Along with that, recently, I just want to let you guys know you guys have all been getting a lot of praise from President Agubot recently, so I just want to let you all know that they're doing a really good job right now and that she appreciates everything that you guys are doing. So thank you guys. But along with that, I've been trying to get into contact with UNRPD regarding the GoPack Festival. John Felicia is being a little finicky right now, but that's okay. We still have about a month for the event, so I think we'll be good. Along with that, I've just been making sure that all of your guys' PO orders and whatnot are getting processed and everything through the accounting office. I have that Excel form, so if any of you guys are confused or don't know if you've submitted it yet, just let me know and then I'll contact Wei, just to make sure that everything is good to go. Along with that, I should also have the stuff for your guys' Amazon order, so if any of you guys haven't gotten like confirmation on anything for Amazon, just let me know and then I can ask them about that too. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have. Is there any questions for me regarding my report?
I have a question just about like the Amazon. I know some of the packages for Anirun were shipped.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that's like able to go pick those up from the front desk?
I can if you need to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess the Amazon order for part of that was worked out?
It should be, yeah. It's okay. Just taking a little bit longer just because I think they had to order like 50. Like orders of the actual wristbands.
Okay. The only concern I had was like that they had enough in stock.
Yeah, they did. They okay. didn't email me or anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, cool. So moving on to line item 7, old business. We're gonna be going over the following budgets again. So we're gonna start off with Paint the N for their new amended budget.
Assistant Director Patel, for the record, we had to make a few changes to our budget, which brought our cost per student up to $7.54. Moving on to line item 9, we're getting 2 packs of 100 drawstring bags for $119.98 from Amazon. Line item 10, our miscellaneous is up to $150.77, which brings our total event budget to $1,507.76, and our total ASUN budget to $1,658.53.
Perfect. Okay. Wait, can you read your totals out really? Just one more time. The totals, yeah. Just the two bottom.
So the total event budget is $1,507.76, and then the total ASUN budget is $1,658.53.
Hmm. Okay. That one doesn't match on here, but we can fix it next time. But you said the drawstring bags were now $119.98 from Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then your MISC was $150.77?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. We'll fix that over here. But okay. Are there any questions regarding the Paint the N budget? Right. Other than that? No. Okay. So with that, I am going to be making a motion to approve the Paint the N budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Gao.
I move to approve the Paint the N budget through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Assistant Director Patel.
Second.
Perfect. Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, cool. Seeing none, the motion passes, so the Paint the N budget passes. So we will be moving on to the new Taste of Reno budget.
Okay, perfect. Assistant Director Guile, for the record. So this one has changed up a little bit just because we finally got in our quotes from our vendors, and we also changed our time to 5 to 8 p.m. just to accommodate me and Programmer Oberon's schedules best. And then our cost per student did go up to $12.33. Moving on to line item 1, line B, we got our quote from Daddy's Tacos. This is going to have to be fixed, but it's right now it's $2,706.63 from Daddy's Tacos food truck. E is Famous Dave's for $284 from Famous Dave's Barbecue. And F is going to be French fries for $300 from Noble Pie. And then this technically did change the miscellaneous to $560.54 on line item 6, bringing the total event budget to $5,605.43, and the total ASUN budget to $6,165.97.
Perfect. Okay. Are there any questions for Assistant Director Guile regarding the Taste of Reno budget? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to approve the Taste of Reno budget through unanimous consent. Someone can stick their hand out and say so moved if that's easy. Programmer Carl. Oh.
I
So moved by programmer DeForno. Is there a second? Assistant Director Patel.
Second.
Perfect. Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay. Seeing none, the motion passes. So we will now be moving on to the underwriting budget.
All right, so I'll be amending the underwriting budget today. Our cost of student went down and is now $6.86. Line item one, REMSA for 3 hours. We have $219 from REMSA. That's lower than the initial $250 that we had allocated. Line item five, posters for $23.17 from Amazon. Line item six, brushes for body paint, 48 count for $14.99 from Amazon. And then line item 11, 10-pound bags of ice, five of them for $2.33 each for a total of $11.65 from Walmart, leaving our total event budget at $2,183.76 and a total ASUM budget of $2,402.14.
Perfect. Okay. Are there any questions for programmer Price about the underrun budget? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to approve the underrun budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Patel.
So
is there a second? Assistant Director Kyle.
I second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion passes. And so we will now be moving on to the Wolf and Down budget.
Okay. Let's see. So first, line 18, the stage. It's now $1,216 from Fun Events. Line 19, the gas griddles. They'll be $299.95. Line item 21, the portable restrooms are now $865. And then the light towers on line item 22, $928.90, which brings our miss down to on line item 26 to $863.50, our total event budget to $8,634.96, and then our total ASUM budget to $9,498.46. We are going to have to re-amend this budget because the price of the griddles is now a lot cheaper, but yeah, that's it for now.
Okay, sounds good. Are there any questions for programmer Brera regarding the Wolf Down budget?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to approve the Wolf Down budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Price.
I move to approve the Wolf Down budget through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Patel.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, cool. Seeing that, the motion passes. So we are going to be moving on to line item eight, new business. So we're just gonna be going over our homecoming week assignments. I haven't assigned anybody yet, but I am just gonna list off the events and then what the budget is, and then I'll give you guys your assignments next week. So I can find it. Okay, so we have technically five events for this week as well. So the first one we have is going to be Sound Body, Sound Mind. So it's going to be $1,750 that you get for the event. I have a new event allotted for the week, so it'll be $2,500. I have another new event for $3,250. Howl Fest was given $3,750 for the week. And then we also are re-implementing the homecoming parade for homecoming week. So the budget for the homecoming parade is going to be $11,000. That one is going to be more of a collaborative event. So that'll be kind of all of us being all hands on deck for that, just because we are going to be collaborating with the executive branch as well as a couple senators for that event as well. So don't feel too kind of geeked about that one, because that will be multiple people on that event. I guess I'm gonna kind of open discussion about all of those. Is there any questions regarding those budgets or the events themselves? None? No. Okay, cool. So seeing no questions then, we're going to be moving on to line item nine, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Perfect, seeing none. Moving on to line item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on Friday, August 1st at 5:21 p.m. in the Jill Crowley Student Union, room 317 and over Teams.